If you have a heart condition and emergency rooms and medical doctors are not an option, you need our emergency heart attack kit. 5 concentrated liquid formulas enter the system in 60 seconds to protect your heart muscle, strengthen heartbeat, increase circulation, relieve pain, and make breathing easier. When seconds count, you want all the help you can get with our emergency heart attack kit. Easy to use and portable in a 1-pound compact kit for your purse, briefcase, or car. Call Apothecary Herbs now for your emergency heart attack kit toll free. 866-229-3663. That's 866-229-3663. International callers dial 704-875-8010 or order online at www.thepowerherbs.com.
Looking for an herb book with healing secrets that will empower you? You will want the Power Herbs book, filled with chapters on how to purge more toxins, best way to boost your immune system, how to make basic herbal tinctures, plus there's a symptom herb reference guide. Written by herbalist Wendy Wilson, the Power Herbs book offers hundreds of pages of essential information you won't want to be without, all for just $14.99. Available only in e-book formats for iPad, Kindle, and PDF. To order your copy today, visit thepowerherbs.com and download your Power Herbs e-book for just $14.99. Don't wait another minute to be empowered with natural solutions for everyday problems. Order the Power Herbs ebook now at thepowerherbs.com.
The ancient Greeks thought thyme herb provided strength. Indeed, the chemical compounds of thyme contain antioxidants, an effective germicide that kills whooping cough bacteria and makes breathing easier. Just imagine what you can do with thyme herb when it comes to respiratory ailments like croup, pneumonia, asthma, and sinusitis. The extra benefit of thyme herb is that it soothes nerves and stops spasmodic coughing, so you can get some rest. Who says you don't have time to take care of yourself? Call Apothecary Herbs toll-free for thyme tincture and tea to soothe your cough and get some rest. 866-229-3663. That's 866-229-3663. International 704-875-8010 or online at thepowerherbs.com.
1, 2, 3.
Talk Live. I'm your resident herbalist, Wendy Wilson. Hope you have a great day here on Herb Talk. We're going to empower you. That's what we like to do. Thanks for joining us on the American Voice Radio Network. Magical Engineer Frank and I got a great show. We're going to be talking about how the food you eat, your lifestyle, your diet influences your genes and your overall health. So there's medical science backing us up. So we're going to talk about that and how much power you have at preventing illness. Also, we might touch base on some female issues and some other things, but before we get to all that great stuff, big salute and Semper Fi, our righteous men and women in uniform. And I'm lifting this nation up in prayer. Hope you are too. I'm hitting the knees, seeking Lord's face. Mind the time, it grows short. So today's devotional is from John 14, John 16, and Zechariah 4. It goes like this. I am the creator of heaven and earth, Lord of all this and all that will ever be. Although I am unimaginably vast, I choose to dwell within you, permeating you with my presence. Only in the spirit realm could someone so infinitely great live within someone so small. Be awed by the power and glory of my spirit within you. Through the Holy Spirit is infinite. He designs to be your helper. He's always ready to offer you assistance. When you need to ask, that's all you have to do is ask. When the path before you looks easy and straightforward, you may be tempted to go alone instead of relying on me. This is when you're at the greatest danger of stumbling. Ask my spirit to help you each step of the way, to guide your feet so you slip not. And never neglect this glorious source of strength that is offered and within you. Amen to that. Mind the time, it grows short. Follow in the Lord Jesus Christ. That's the way. And without further ado, let's do the quack report. Okay, first up in the quacker is iron deficiency increases the risk of heart disease, according to some research. Imperial College of London, we're going to talk a little bit more about this in the first segment, but they published their results in the Journal of Arterial Sclerosis, Thrombosis, and Vascular Biology, and they say if you have low iron, it increases your risk of developing coronary heart disease. Now, the UK government did a survey, and they found that a quarter of all the working-age women have low iron levels. And they say your excellent sources of mineral-rich iron, your whole food iron, you'll find in dried fruits, fortified breads, red meat, beans, nuts, green leafy vegetables, beetroot, and spinach. All right, moving along, the quacker. Pharmaceutical industry wants to use a cancer drug to treat the flu virus. Researchers discovered that cancer treatments drugs can often be a potential help to stop a flu virus. This is coming out of St. Jude's Children's Research Hospital in New York. They're investigating a bunch of drugs for the treatment of cancer tumors when they kind of accidentally discovered that the medication also speeds the recovery of the flu virus. So scientists say that your flu virus turns infected lung cells into factories that produce thousands of infected cells to spread the infection. So the flu virus, they say, actually changes the metabolism of these types of cells. So they suspect the metabolism was the Achilles heel of the flu virus. So they decided to test different drugs to try to target the cell metabolism and stop the flu bug from replicating and halting the progress of the infection. Now, the drug that they used, they said, was a drug called EBZ-235. In other words, it's imidazoquinoline. That's the name of the drug they used to test that theory. Last but not least in the quack report, nearly all medical studies are totally bogus, according to Richard Harris. He is a science correspondent for the NPR radio network. He also has written a book called Rigor Mortis, How Sloppy Science Creates Worthless Cures and Crushes Hopes and Wastes Billions. He says the level of scientific failure speaks for itself. As he reported in a study that was in the New York Post, he says it costs taxpayers about $28 billion a year. He said for scientific research to be considered legitimate, other scientists have to be able to replicate the same results, but only, he says, that happens in about half of the research case studies. So even more troubling, he says, is two-thirds of what is now considered cutting-edge reporting on science, including discovery for, you know, new genes that link to obesity or mental illness, he says, are completely disconfirmed later on or considered fraudulent. So he said, modern science is kind of in panic mode. The rigorous scientific method has been eradicated. And he believes that all scientists are kind of have this unconscious bias. They just can't see past their own thesis. He says the brutal competition also of funding dollars, this is another huge issue driving the fraud. He said government funding has dropped off from 33 to 17% over the last 30 years. All these post-doctoral employment situations have dwindled. This is giving rise, he says, to a greater incentive to publish a splashy, counterintuitive study to get your name on the map. So when it's all just, you know, bogus stuff. So this is why junk science, but they're making drugs and treatments out of it, which is really scary. And that wraps the Quack Report.
That's all, folks.
Thanks, Frank. All right, we're going to be talking about how food can change your genes. And when that happens, it changes your life. So medical schools, like Harvard, for instance, would have you all believe that there are common modern diseases like diabetes that is genetically driven. So patients are told pretty much that they were born with this metabolic time bomb and it just went off and there's nothing they can do about it. So if we really look at science and how genes are influenced, we find it is mostly due to diet. So if you inherited a flaw, it was definitely influenced by your ancestral's diet. Now, science would have you believe that this is, you know, kind of the deck of cards you were dealt, and there's really nothing short of maybe going through some gene editing with a CRISPR device or drugs to help you. Well, is that really the truth? Well, let's check it out. Let's look at some insights, because some medical reports are stating that most illnesses are attributed to lifestyle, and they list the major lifestyle influences over your health conditions, like, you know, body fat index, you know, what's your weight about, are you overweight, also exercise or the lack thereof, diet, is it healthy or not, smoking or not, and alcoholism, you know, consuming too much of the alcohol. So if we weed through the techno talk and all the scientific data, we find that in general, the Western diet is a death sentence. So the Diabetes Prevention Program did this analysis, and patients who disposed of the Western diet for a healthier one got regular exercise as well, and avoided sugar and artificial sweeteners, they found that they could reverse their diabetes within 2 to 3 years. So they reported that this mindset to live healthier and stick with it offered a 58% success rate at being diabetes-free. So prevention also reported that people who changed their eating changed their lives. And they listed the foods that diabetics can eat, and they looked at the Mediterranean diet, which is rich in the omega-3 fatty acids, the nuts, the beans, the lentils, the whole grains. So whole foods have a strong influence on your cells and on your health and your genetic code. Well, let's look at the big three, because in the United States, we have three internal medicine plagues that are now considered a normal or expected condition by your healthcare industry and even society. So in other words, people are not that surprised when they hear a diagnosis of heart disease, diabetes, or cancer, especially as they age. So it may be common, but it certainly isn't normal. So when we consider cultural studies done around the world, there's this area that has few, if any, cases of these big three conditions plaguing Americans, and that is the Mediterranean area. So, which shows, you know, how important diet really is, because a diet with whole foods and not the Western diet sprinkled with isolated synthetic supplements is apparently the difference. Well, let's look at the heart, the ticking heart, because in 2014, Indiana University reported that people with heart disease were low on iron and getting not too much iron. Not a good thing, but if you get too much iron, that's not a good thing either. Actually, people with an internal medical disease are usually low in minerals and other nutrients. So the industrial farm complex has really departed from healthy farming and those types of practices, so the crops and animals are really not as healthy, and the food is not providing enough nutrition really to sustain good health. So people don't get it. People a few thousand or 100 years ago had healthier constitutions. It wasn't heart disease or cancer that killed them. It was pandemics or war. So an example is for instance, Joshua in the Bible, who led Israel into battle well into his 80s. Well, who do you know in their 80s that's, you know, has the strength to pick up a sword, let alone wield it in a battle today? Men of valor of the Bible could dispatch 300 of the enemy in 30 minutes. That's reducing the ranks of the enemy by 10 men per minute. And, you know, you'd have to have the right fuel to your cells to do all that, obviously. So, you know, men of iron, basically, is what we see when we read about what they did. So Indiana University now wasn't the only institution, though, to mention the link between iron and heart disease. The Imperial College of London also reported some findings in the Journal of Arteriosclerosis, Thrombosis, and Vascular Biology that low iron increases the risk of heart disease and specifically coronary artery disease. So what we need to discern within these reports is that people on the Western diet tend to get their iron from red meat. And there are plenty of non-animal foods that will provide your whole food iron. And this is good news since, you know, red meats, you know, come with lots of fats, which can promote congestive arteries. So, of course, the scientists in the studies want to give, you know, the patients that have the heart disease some statin drugs and maybe some synthetic iron tablets to take. So putting a Band-Aid on a problem, not going to really resolve it. Well, let's look at some natural sources, because you are going to find a whole food source of natural iron in your beans, nuts, green leafy vegetables. And people say, but is that enough? Well, people seem to be obsessed with the natural food sources, and they won't provide enough minerals and vitamins to make a difference. But medical doctors are telling their patients, you can't control your symptoms with diet alone. You need these drugs to help you. Well, symptom management, doc, is not what our goal is anyway. So when considering the conventional foods grown today, I will admit they probably are about 50% devoid of the nutrients our ancestors ate about 100 years ago. So certified organic heirloom produce will offer more nutrition, and you may have to grow it yourself if you can't find it locally. But the next best thing is to supplement the diet, but use whole food supplements when you do that. So when we consider supplements and look at herbs and spices, guess what? We find they have these very complex, concentrated, balanced sources of nutrients. Now, the Bible calls this meat. You can look at Genesis 1, verses 29 and 30. So you can avoid getting too much of a good thing, like iron, if you're using a whole food source. So the body can void out what it doesn't need, unlike a synthetic source, which can get stored in fat cells and become toxic. So my favorite source for iron is beetroot. So natural iron always allows you to strengthen the blood system, and it can hold on to oxygen longer to deliver it to cells. So cells getting oxygen and nutrients in a balanced chemistry provides this long-lasting concentrated fuel to the cells. So the better the fuel, the better the strength and endurance. Well, you have all this power, is what I'm trying to get at here. Getting back to the idea, you know, that your diet can change your genetic code, well, I came across some other scientific research that suggests just that. Now, in 2011, the Norwegian University of Science and Technology suggested that you may want to eat certain things, and they wanted to see, though, how genes responded to certain foods, and that can these foods make us healthier? Well, indeed, foods have influence on a molecule level. And in scientific communities, when foods influence your genes in those in that metabolic realm, it's called gene expression. So when the genes are influenced, they communicate vital information from the DNA to the cells through these proteins. Here's a quote from professor of biology at Norwegian University, Berit Johansen, who says, "We have found that diet with 65% carbohydrates causes a number of different genes to work overtime. This affects and causes inflammation in the body and is also associated with cardiovascular disease, some cancers, dementia, and type 2 diabetes. So the immune system operates as the body's surveillance authority, and when we consume too many carbohydrates, the body is triggered to react, and the immune system is mobilized as if there were an invasion of bacteria or viruses, end of quote. So this kind of makes total sense, since a lot of simple carbohydrates that are found in the Western diet convert to sugar in the body. So eating complex carbs don't convert to sugar as readily, so you keep that in mind. So a diet that is not properly balanced will increase the risk of metabolic inflammation. And people can increase their risk of also having fluid retention and chronic flu-like symptoms and even skin that has more of a reddish color when they get their balance off. Here's another quote from Dr. Johansson, who says, "It seems clear that the composition and quantity of our diets can be key in influencing the symptoms of chronic disease. So in choosing what we eat, we choose whether we will be providing our genes with weapons that cause disease. It is not wise to cut out all carbohydrates completely. It's about the right balance. So a good rule of thumb is a third carbohydrate, a third protein, and a third fat. This will keep genes, immune system function, and disease in check," end of quote. Well, then the next question is, well, Doc, how long does it take for the diet to fix this problem, this imbalance? Well, people tend to be skeptical of using diet to prevent or even reverse disease. A large part of this skepticism comes from the brainwashing from medical doctors. So here is what Professor Johansson said about the time it takes for diet to influence your gene expression. She says it took just 6 days to change the gene expression of each of the volunteers. However, if you want to reduce your likelihood of lifestyle disease, your new diet will have to be a permanent change, end of quote. So you can't just use it like as a medication for a few weeks or months and then go back to your old habits. No, no, no. If you want to succeed, you got to stick with it permanently. Well, that's what's going on across the pond in the UK. In 2016, there was this study at the University of Oxford, which proved that foods we eat affect DNA sequences of our genes. They even found that certain parasites in foods change the chemistry in our body that can affect our genes. Their research was published in the Journal of Genome Biology. And then, of course, there was some research coming out of Massachusetts. Yet researchers at the University of Massachusetts Medical School found that even occasional indulgences have an effect on our genes, which could produce negative outcomes on health. So Dr. Marion Walhout, she's the director of molecule medicine at the University of Massachusetts Medical School. And she found that different diets produce differences in gene expression. So she says what we eat influences our development, our growth, and even our sleep patterns. Here's a quote from her. She said, "We already know that circadian rhythms or sleep cycle is affected by diet. This points to the real possibility that we can use the complex connections involved in diet, gene expression, and physiology, and how it relates to human disease," end of quote. So if you're just really observant about, you know, how your diet's affecting you, foods are your medicine. Hippocrates said that. Well, there are numerous studies done involving animals, worms, humans, showing how diet has a direct influence on health. And of course, we've been hearing from our mothers and our grandmothers for generations that we should eat our vegetables and not sweets to be healthy. Modern medicine is just confirming how wise they were. And if you have itching ears, those with ears to hear, you know that the ultimate destination of your health is with what you're eating. So some may be thinking, well, I have relatives who have the same health problems I do. Isn't that genetic? Well, we tend to eat like our relatives. Most people think they're eating relatively healthy when, in fact, they're eating too much food that is overly processed, overly cooked, and conventionally grown with reduced nutrition in it. So add to that the environmental pollutants, the water that's not so clean, vaccines full of putrid disease and chemicals that confuse your immune system, and antibiotics messing up your digestive system, making it harder for you to assimilate nutrition. So you can see the problem here. We got to clean up our act. And there is a way. There is a way. So aside from, you know, making sure that you're eating organic foods with more nutrients in them, we also need to cleanse the system and relieve the metabolic stress on our cells. So, real important that we cleanse, and we can absorb more nutrition when we do that. More nutrition means more fuel and stamina, as well as a stronger immune system to defend you against disease. Now, if you want to learn more on how you can cleanse and strengthen, you want to call the folks at Apothecary Herbs. That's what they're experts in. Their number is 866-229-3663. That's 866-229-3663. International number is 704-885-0277. 704-885-0277. They do have a website. Check it out, thepowerherbs.com. Thepowerherbs.com. Putting the power back in your hands is what's going on here. You want to ask them about their organ cleanse package and their body foundation food mix, because when you're doing your cleansing, you need to refortify with whole food organic nutrition when you do that. So the body food mix has an organic supply of vitamins and minerals, amino acids, plant proteins to help out. So give them a call to order or visit them at thepowerherbs.com, because that's where your healthcare options just became endless. And don't forget, hey, they're take advantage of their big sale. It's 20% off orders of $65 or more now through Monday the 9th. Monday's the last day. They do have the coupon code up on the homepage on the website, but if you don't have the internet, just say, I want to use my coupon code STOCKUP. That's the code for the 20% off. You can use that over the phone. Or if you got a mail order form there, if you have one of their catalogs there, just write stock up on your order form and subtract 20% and then add your shipping and get it postmarked by the 9th. And you can save 20% if you're trying to get some cleanses, immune boosting herbs going, and some other things. So even pick up some collars, the natural flea and tick collars for the dogs and cats. You know, get them ready for the fall, because the fleas will start jumping on them. So get prepared, get ready, get cleansed, get powered, get strong, and defend yourself, because you're the only one that can do that, along with God. That's right. Herbs are here for the service of man, the healing of the nations, and God can't lie. Oh, I can see by the clock we're going to take a break, but when we come back, we're going to be talking about some other amazing things that are going to just rock your world, empower you, strengthen you, make a difference. That's what I love about this job. It makes a difference. That's right. ThePowerHerbs.com, 866-229-3663. And be amazed at how powerful you can be. Right, Frank? We got bumper rolling. Here it is. We'll be right back. Like a drunk in a midnight choir, I have tried in my way to be free. Like a vibration on a hover, like a knife from some old-fashioned book, I have faith for my river, for what we need.
Pumping life into the original medicine. Herbalist Wendy Wilson will be right back.
Don't make the aspirin mistake. Aspirin was discovered by mistake during World War II and suppresses your immune system and prevents blood clotting. Don't expose your body to risk when you can use a natural inflammation and pain reliever called Extra Strength Pain Relief by Apothecary Herbs. Discover the power this formula has with salicin to enter the system in 60 seconds to work hard and relieve pain for 12 hours. Whether it's arthritis, sports injury, or flu, you can relieve aches, pain, and swelling with our Extra Strength Pain Relief Formula. Call Apothecary Herbs now, toll-free, 866-229-3663. That's 866-229-3663. International callers dial 704-875-8010 or order online at thepowerherbs.com.
I don't trust anyone wearing a mask. Robbers, cattle rustlers, or doctors. I listen to Herb Talk Live.
Pandemics will be a part of our future. The question is, how do we protect ourselves? Are you willing to put your trust in an untested vaccine, hoping it kills mutating viruses? Remember, in 1976, health officials tried to inoculate Americans with swine flu, and there was a 300% death rate in those inoculated, and millions were paid out in damages. God gave you a sophisticated immune system, and in times of need, you can make it 10 times stronger. So there's no need to panic. Just get prepared. Call Apothecary Herbs to order your upgraded pandemic kit. You will have 8 professional strength formulas offering broad-spectrum immune-boosting protection. Take a stand, have a plan, have peace, and request your pandemic kit today. Or take your chances with the bad boys. Call Apothecary Herbs toll-free, 866-229-3663, or online, thepowerherbs.com.
Herb Talk Live has your HMO, Herb Medicine Options, coming up next.
Being proactive about improving your health can seem like a big job. I'm herbalist Wendy Wilson, and I'd like to share my health secrets to better health. The first step is to remove metabolic blockages caused by toxins. Next is to infuse organic whole food nutrients to help repair and replenish organ function. You'll be amazed at how simple and effective this is when using my professional strength, herbal organ cleanses, and body foundation food mix. To order or for a free product catalog, call Apothecary Herbs now, 866-229-3663, online, thepowerherbs.com. Call now to order my organ cleanses and body food mix and be empowered. 866-229-3663, thepowerherbs.com, where your healthcare options just became endless.
Resident herbalist Wendy Wilson. We're going to be talking about more zoonotic diseases. We touched on it Tuesday, and I just want to explore this a little bit more, and hopefully we can get time to fit in some of the other things I have here. But, you know, there's been these advancements in the sector of, you know, getting the public health ready and to protect you from all these, you know, pandemic type and zoonotic diseases. Bottom line is nearly 50 years ago, infections like HIV and AIDS, Ebola, Lyme's disease, SARS, which is your severe acute respiratory syndrome, they were not even in existence. A number of zoonotic animal pathogens have just exploded. So with each year, there seems to be some new discovery of a disease that can severely impact humanity. So besides the deadly pathogens, there's lots of ways you can create a plethora of illnesses, and science has figured this out. So the corruption of your food, your water, your medicine has all created this circle of what I call slow death by non-communicable diseases like asthma, cardiovascular disease, depression, autism, diabetes, arthritis, osteoporosis, immune system dysfunction, endocrine gland disease, liver, kidney, bladder, and it just keeps going. It just keeps. So we need to have an understanding about these varied diseases and these threats to our health. And, you know, the possible emergence of additional infections. And we also need to have an understanding of how we can protect ourselves from the current emerging of these diseases. Now, any of you out there read your Bible? Well, if you remember in the Old Testament when, you know, Moses was telling Israel, you know, if you obey, you'll have all these blessings. If you don't, you'll have all these curses. And one of the curses was you would have the diseases of the plagues of Egypt and all the plagues not written of in this book. So, you know, God being infinite, looking down the passages of time, knew that there would be all these new pathogens and diseases that would threaten our health. So let's look at some of the stats. According to the World Health Organization, non-communicable diseases are a slow death illness that are leading the world by 63%. We have more than 36 million worldwide dying a slow death right now. Of the 36 million, 80% are low and middle income societies. Here's a quote from Virginia Ladd. She's a president and executive director of the American Autoimmune Related Disease Association. She says, with the rapid increase in autoimmune diseases, it clearly suggests that environmental factors are at play due to the significant increase in this disease. Genes do not change in such a short period of time. Yeah, they don't mutate like that. They're getting a little help from science in the lab. You're seeing that. It's the environment we're talking about is, you know, vaccinations. They're just confusing the immune system, causing autoimmune diseases. Well, let's look at the zoo pool a minute, because scientists know that diseases in the animal kingdom are vast and can present opportunities for the increase in spreading infection, causing upheaval and selling you a new drug. Now, for instance, science has used the rodent hantavirus or the bird flu influenza virus, H1N1. It's in your flu vaccine now. It's documented that very few animal pathogens are able to gain access to humans because they do not adapt to transmit to human DNA to multiply and spread. It has to have a little help from science. Okay, so you got to have this little line in the sand, and, you know, and so science has breached it. So why are so many animal pathogens jumping to humans if they don't normally do that? Well, there's this saying in the pharmaceutical industry, mo infection, mo money. I'm not kidding. It's not to be funny. It's to be factual. Stephen Morris, PhD of Columbia University, says, we know what is responsible for emerging infections and should be able to prevent them. He concludes, through global surveillance, diagnostics, research, and above all, the political will to make them all happen. The political will. Well, that suggests, you know, depopulation, doesn't it? Well, Mark Wohlhouse and Eleanor Grant at the University of Edinburgh, they produced this catalog of 1,400 human pathogen species, and of them, 87 of them had been recorded about starting in 1980. And these seem to be what they call novel pathogens. They have noted the emergence of a broad host ranging, making the potential for human transmission available. Did you get that? This was all documented, cataloged, in order to make it was a potential to, you know, transmit these to humans. It had potential, you know. So these researchers expect that out of the 1,400 pathogens they catalog, about 500 of them they'll be able to get to jump from the animal kingdom to the human kingdom and then make it a human-to-human transmission of infection. So of the 500, they predict about 150 of the pathogens will have the potential to be epidemic-level diseases, very virulent and destructive. So what's worse, and these pathogens will mutate to create more infections and more diseases at a rate of 3 per year. So you talk about it getting out of hand, and science will have no control. So what's worse is scientists have been working to overcome all these challenges so that these new pathogens will become established in the new human host and achieve efficient transmission. Now, this is just, you know, from the pit of hell, to be honest. Well, let's look at the gene pool. Another approach medicine's working on is to focus on the three W's, the what, why, and where of infectious disease, and emerge and capitalize on it. So mind you, science promotes this research as a way to prevent disease from happening. You know, it's a way of protect. All narcissists do that. You know, this is to protect you. This is for your best interest that we're doing this. No, it's not. So at the University of California, Davis, they are experimenting with a process that generates new pathogens. Now, why would they want to add to the risk of infectious disease? Well, I think they like to create disease and sell their version of the prevention drug, you know, more infection, more money kind of thing. They get accolades and esteem out of this when people get sick and die. Now, the three W's they are trying to answer is through the field of what they call a phylogenetics, and it's a way to generate new pathogens through genome sequences. So researchers are experimenting with complex genes of three different species. So the process tries to break down the genomes and the code, which up till now has been kind of limited. And the scientists call this research genomes or the tree of life. So the genomes they have chosen are all bacterial or viral in nature, and they want to publish what they call a field guide to these microbes, sort of like a map, if you will. And they claim that when they create a new pathogen in this way, that they can predict its function, when it's likely to occur. And through the Consortium for Conservation Medicine and the Wildlife Trust, they've actually prepared models to predict the risk, how the pathogen will, you know, outbreak and where it'll go. Think about this. These, they call them computer models that are going to do this work, you know, algorithms, locate the hot spots of disease. But, you know, it wouldn't have been an issue if you hadn't have messed with it in the lab. Well, I find it really interesting the words that these scientists choose to use when they announce their research, their findings, and how this is all going to benefit us, right? For instance, Stephen Morse, PhD of Columbia University, feels that pathogen research like this informs us about the, quote, importance of infectious diseases. Oh, yeah, they're important, all right, because they're deadly. He goes on and says, in what instances does this mean disease is important? Well, hopefully, they say, to help eradicate disease and save lives. Well, not if you're bringing it forward. If you're taking, you know, diseases that are strictly in the animal realm and making them jump the gap to the human realm, how does that protect us from disease? It, you know, opens us up to a whole new level of risk of disease. It doesn't eradicate disease. I question their intentions, basically, because research labs still store smallpox, a disease that man supposedly intentionally defeated, right? Why keep it around and run the risk of an outbreak? Well, it's because to them, disease is power, see. It's a weapon they can use against enemies, and it's also, in some industries, a moneymaker. Wow. Well, let's look at the plagues, because it's very important to realize that we ourselves are limited in protecting ourselves from individuals who would exploit infectious pathogens. But God has given us some clues, and if we pay real close attention, we can protect ourselves without vaccines and without drugs. Now, if you look in Deuteronomy 28:59-60, God says to his people who are fearful of the plagues of Egypt, he warned them that disobedience would also expose them to not only the familiar plagues of Egypt, but also every sickness and every plague that's not written in the book. It would destroy them. Okay? Mentioned that earlier. So God knew where science was going to go with disease research. We're instructed to be obedient, and in Psalms 91, we're given a special prayer of protection from pestilence. Well, if you pray it, you're exerting and establishing, exhibiting your faith and trust in God's protection when you pray Psalms 91. You're asking God to be your shield and buckler, that pestilence will not come near you. Even though 10,000 people will drop dead on one side of you, they're not going to hurt you. It's an amazing prayer to actually have and speak. God says, you can be touched or untouched by plagues, and he has that total power and authority to protect you. So when God says herbs are meat and are for the service of man and the healing of the nations, what do you suppose he means by that? Well, it means God's given you natural, powerful medicine, very concentrated, complex medicinals in herbs and spices, which science can't even untangle, okay? They're so complex and so really great. Antibiotics typically tend to be very simple, non-complex elements, and this is why disease can override them and learn to, be resistant. So the use of antibiotics and the use of vaccines has really been, in my opinion, damaging God's creation, the image of God. Mankind is the image of God. Remember, now God reserved the ruling of man, the overseeing of man for himself, right? So when you step on his toes, there's going to be a price for that. So a majority of people are going to have little to no defense against plagues when they're using a bunch of medications, vaccines, antibiotics that tend to undermine their natural defenses. So whereas your medicinal herbs strengthen your natural defenses. So if you've been taking antibiotics or over-the-counter products like pain relievers, if you're on lifelong medications for non-communicable diseases, then you have some work to do. We don't want God to count us as a slacker and neglect our due diligence when it comes to health. So now more than ever, it's more significant and more important that we make an effort to secure the organic food and use our medicinal herbs on a daily basis to strengthen our metabolism, our constitution. So we can also use herbs to bring our immune system back up to normal level because antibiotics and vaccines suppress that. So if you've done any research on virology, you would know that's true. Any virologist that is truthful with you and not ignorant would admit that's the truth. So if you want your immune system to make killer T cells and antibodies to protect you, you better make sure it's working. Because if you suppress an immune system, it's sort of like, putting someone in a wheelchair for a while. And then later on, you expect them to run a marathon. Not going to run it very well. So if you want some protection from some of the stuff that's coming down the pike, I recommend you put your trust in God and his medicinal herbs, because he cannot lie. When he said herbs are here for the healing of the nations, and they're meat, they're powerful protection, I'm going to go with that. I think a lot of people... I feel sorry for people who can't trust in the Word of God, because it is solid stuff. Solid stuff. All right, we got a few minutes. If you're looking for, though, some immune-boosting herbs, there's a full line of them at thepowerherbs.com. If you need a catalog, call Apothecary Herbs, and you can look up different sections for different things in their catalog. They have cleanses, immune-boosting products. They have heart cardio-strengthening items. They have nervous system herbs. They have... herbs for pets. They have all kinds of neat things. And so give them a call if you want to strengthen, because strengthening is going to make you independent of needing stuff. And when you're on lifelong drugs, that creates a dependency. And that's not strengthening. That's weakening. Weakness leads to failure. And metabolically, it leads to failure. It does. All right. 866-229-3663 is the number if you want a catalog. 866-229-3663, thepowerherbs.com. And if you're serious about herbs, you need Apothecary Herbs. Very certified organic, whole food, till standard, potent professional strength stuff. Alrighty. Game changer, basically, is what I'm saying. All right, we got a few minutes now. I want to talk about, we were mentioning iron earlier. Iron, people with low iron tend to have cardiovascular illness. Let's talk about one of the herbs I mentioned I like to use for iron, and that's beetroot. Been used in ancient Rome since the beginning, considered an aphrodisiac by the Romans, a symbol of love. But and they used beets, you know, for sugar, for sweetening. And they considered, the ancient world considered beets kind of like the perfect food source. Europeans in the 19th century had developed the sugar beet, still using it as a sweetener for baking. And the beet has pretty much evolved what experts call from the ancient wild sea beet to what we know today. So we're going to look at the beetroot for a minute. I want to check out the nutritional profile with you. The beet has many nutritional elements, well, that medicine would envy. According to nutritionists, the beets have beta carotene, and this stimulates your skin and helps you stay longer without wrinkles. Defy aging, beetroot. It is believed that it's also has a lot of silicon elements, and that strengthens your skin's integrity to stay firmer longer and prevent sagging and wrinkles. Also, it helps promote healthy hair growth. Beets also have magnesium and sodium, potassium, vitamin C, and these all advance your body's ability to help detoxify and to lower bad cholesterol and to help prevent cancer. And this is probably why, you know, the beauty industry adds a lot of beets to their skincare products. But, you know, little do they know, it's not what you want on topically. It's what you put inside the body that counts. But it also has natural iron, lots of minerals. And if you look at the whole food chemistry of what God created, let's say just in beets, for instance, you have iron, but you have other minerals for uptake and balance. It's so the chemistry is in such a way that the body can utilize it properly. So when we try to reinvent that wheel, that's when we get into trouble. So the benefits that we can glean from beets internally are that they help us manage our weight, and they also have been declared quite the slimming food if you're trying to drop a few pounds. Beets have one of the highest sugar contents of any vegetable, which, you know, it can be juiced and added to other vegetable or citrus juices, and it tends to sweeten those things. It will also satisfy any sweet tooth out there without causing any guilt or calorie counting. So beets have this low in fat and calories chemistry, and it's also low in carbohydrates. That those things tend to affect the blood glucose levels, and so it will help stabilize blood sugar levels because it doesn't have that high sugar content. Now, according to Mark Klonek, he's a nutritionalist, he says beets have a few important compounds that are called betaine and methylione. And these compounds, he says, support your liver detoxification action and prevent an accumulation of toxins in the fat cells that can form around the liver and the rest of your body. So this is how beets help you with weight management issues. So what is even more impressive is that the nutrition in beets help prevent that tired or sluggish feeling, as well as providing a lot of natural B folate to help prevent mood swings. So it's helping the nervous system out. And you have a lot of digestive problems. Well, you know, the beets have water-soluble issues to help with good flora, to help the digestive tract out, prevent colon cancer, lower your bad LDL levels, the bad cholesterol levels, and it's all in just one beetroot. It's an amazing thing. Well, let's look at some of the studies. This is a study out of the UK which suggested that beetroot juice helps to boost metabolism, give you stamina. According to the study at the University of Exeter and the Peninsula Medical Center, they said beets help you exercise 16% longer because it lowers the nitrate and reduces your oxygen uptake that is required by your muscles, so that your muscles resist feeling tired. So this new research is expected to kind of improve the athletic training industry, as well as the healthcare industry for the elderly. Let's hope. So there is this high potential that this research is going to also have some impact on people that suffer from cardiovascular disease and respiratory illnesses. So in the study, there were 8 men. They were between the ages of 19 and 38. They gave them like 500 milliliters of organic beetroot juice every day for 6 consecutive days during their cycling and other exercise tests. And when they got tested after being given beet juice, and one group was given a placebo, well, when the group that had the beetroot juice, they were able to cycle an average of almost 11 and a half minutes longer than the folks that had the placebo. So this is about a 2% difference. And when you're talking about beetroot juice and men that could lower their blood pressure at a resting rate, I mean, it was pretty incredible. So the study is it did appear in the Journal of the Applied Physiology, and follows previous studies done at Barts of London School of Medicine, and that was published in the American Heart Association Journal for Hypertension in 2008, where cardiologists found out that beetroot juice reduced blood pressure, and folks in Germany know that. They use herbs all the time there. A lot of studies done there that prove that beetroot extract or juice slows also cancer tumor growth, and also is a nice cancer preventative. Nutrition, the antioxidants, the flavonoids, the sorbic acids, the natural minerals, the oxygenative action of your beetroot starves the cancer cell and helps destroy them. So add some dandelion root to that. That's what I would be doing, because they found out dandelion root has a cancer inhibitor, and it makes the cells of cancer commit suicide. Healthy cells are fine. So, pony up with the beetroot and dandelion is what I'd be saying. All right, so there is a study that one study exposed all the secrets of beetroot. The nitrate in the beetroot boosts stamina and helps keep your blood pressure steady. They said the nitrate turns into nitric oxide, thereby reduces the oxygen requirement of your muscles during exercise. And a professor by the name of Andy Jones, he authored a book, and he says, we're kind of amazed at the effects of beetroot juice on oxygen uptake, because these effects cannot be achieved by any other known means, including sports training. Whoa, check that out. Another thing that medical science discovered about beetroot juice is that it contains vitamin B, excellent for anybody that's got anemia. A lot of cancer patients tend to be anemic. So beetroot juice has the ability to rebuild the blood in just 24 hours, probably the best-kept secret there. And but you don't want to use cooked beets. You want to use raw beets, and you want to juice raw beets and drink that. You just want the juice, not the fiber. You want the juice. Great for blood. I had a lady that was diabetic and kind of borderline. Her doctor wanted her to have a blood transfusion, and she asked me what I would do if I was her. I said, well, I'd juice some beets. I would probably drink a gallon of beet juice. You can cut it with some vegetable juice if you want, because it has a lot of minerals. It kind of takes a bit metallic-y. And she's diabetic, so she says, what about the sugar in it? I said, well, cut it with some vegetable juice, but try to get several quarts or a gallon into you. She had to go get some blood work done. And so she didn't want to have a blood transfusion. I understand that. It's, you know, a lot of things you can pick up in a blood transfusion that you don't want. And so she had to go see her doctor. They did some blood tests, and her husband went with her. And it was the husband who called me after the fact and said, you should have seen this guy. He's looking at her blood results, and he assumed she had a blood transfusion. And she told him she did not. And he goes, yes, you did. And she says, no, I didn't. He goes, but your blood work is really improved. It looks fabulous. You must have had a blood transfusion. She goes, no, I just drank beet juice. And there was like, the husband said, there was like silence in the room. Yeah, doc, wrap your brain around the beets. Right on. So, you know, she got a lot accomplished just by juicing some beets, and you can too. Hey, there's beetroot in the power, the Body Foundation food mix at thepowerherbs.com. If you just want to throw that in a smoothie and forget about juicing beets, it's easy, not as messy. Check it out, thepowerherbs.com, body food mix. It's there. 866-229-3663, thepowerherbs.com. I'm out of time. The information presented is not intended to diagnose, treat, prevent, or cure disease, so seek medical advice if you dare from a licensed medical physician before using any product or therapy. I'm your herbalist, Wendy Wilson. Till next time, be well.